Welcome to the Liars Club. This is where we take our guests, we tell them to give us the truth, give us a lie, we figure out which is which. I'm Jessica Wellington.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And you're about to get lied to.
Our first guest, you've seen him as a TV host on the Velocity Channel. He is a tremendous stand-up comic. He has also been seen on the Sons of Anarchy. Please give it up to a man who has the best IMDb on the planet, Mr. Josh Nassar.
All right, and our other guest is DJ Sandu out of Sacramento. He is an internationally touring stand-up comedian with a gorgeous beard. Give it up for DJ Sandu.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And also,
like he's a real DJ.
Yeah, I know, right?
DJ Sandu.
Yeah. Sorry, I got excited. I'm just happy we're here today podcasting because you've been away, right, Jessica?
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad to be back.
Tell us where you went and what you did.
We went to El Paso. We went to Dallas. We went to Phoenix. We went to Sweetwater, and we interviewed the Miss Snake Charmer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was really cool. So it's like a regular pageant that they do with women, but they have to catch a rattlesnake, cut its head off, and skin it.
And talk about world news? Like, do they ask questions?
Hold on. This is a beauty pageant?
Yes.
And then part of the thing is snakes?
Yeah, because it's part of a rattlesnake.
Okay, and this was in El Paso, right?
No, this is in Sweetwater.
And who's Sweet. We, by the way? Who went?
Me and Rosalie Mayu.
Okay.
A fellow comedian. Wow. Yeah. So they have to, do they have to do that in bikinis? Or that have to?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a regular thing.
Are you serious?
Thing. Yeah.
Really?
Like they have
That's not a regular
talent.
Thing. Don't call that a regular thing.
You're acting like this is regular.
Yeah. Jesus. I thought it was really cool. I thought it was pretty badass.
No, it's crazy. Why? What does that have to do with a beauty pageant?
Well, it just shows that they're, there's more to them. There's layers. They're cool.
Layers.
Ogres are like an onion donkey.
This is crazy.
That's insane. That's absolutely
anyway,
insane.
That gave me our theme today, which is Southern pride, okay?
I'm sorry. Again, and it's hard to be around Jess sometimes. She knows a lot of celebrities. Didn't you go to like to a wedding or something?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what wedding? Do you know, what celebrity do you know?
Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh.
And Blossom was there, but she didn't seat us at her table.
Probably because you refer to her as Blossom.
I know.
Wow. Yeah. That might be true. So let's get back to the snake charmers because that's just a pot of gold. So did those girls, like who won? Did they all have like a similar move when they slaughtered the snakes and skin them? Like what did they, don't they swing them around in the air to get the skins off or?
I don't know because we actually missed by a few weeks the actual pageant. We just interviewed
I see.
Last year's winner.
Uh-huh.
That sounds safer.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back.
Winner.
I think it would be cool to watch. I mean, I'm not getting in the pit with 1,000 rattlesnakes.
There was 1,000 rattlesnakes?
They took pictures of her in this pit of just, I had to be thousands.
Jesus Christ.
This is legit.
Photoshop.
Oh, shut up.
They don't even have teeth.
There's little girls that are growing up like fantasizing, hoping one day that they're going to be in, and like they train to be in that pageant.
I have a question. Yeah. Were these girls pretty?
They give them scholarship money.
Were they like hot, like pretty?
She's
like,
very pretty, but she was 17, so I'm not going to say she's hot.
No, what I mean is like, were they like models who happened to also do this, or were they just like backwoods people?
What's scholarship to?
I'm trying to understand these people.
They were like beauty pageants. She's done other beauty pageants. She wants to be an actress. She was a beautiful young girl. She was talented.
So let me ask you this. Are you not in if they're a 7, but you're in if they're an 8 and above?
No, what I'm saying is they're killing snakes,
right.
And that doesn't have anything to do. Yeah, my doctor's also a mass murderer. Like, you don't know, those things don't go together.
Like, it's how is it beauty, like a pageant, beauty pageant?
If the pageant is
so, it's like
during
that
the
girl
rattlesnake roundup, it makes sense.
I can't. I'm just.
Well, anyway, that's what I love about the South. Is the South is so quirky. And there's so many strange things and also beautiful things that go on in the South. I remember when I first started comedy back in the old days. And I had to work Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Oh, beautiful.
It's a beautiful place. And this had to have been like the early 90s. And they had a KKK rally. This is one of the biggest moments of my life where I had a big like epiphany. And so... the owner of the club said to me, The NAACP is going to counter-protest the KKK on Hilton Head Island, the most picturesque, beautiful place on the planet, right?
I mean, even racists want to relax every now and then.
And he says to me, would you mind, we're going to advertise the club when we do the counter-protest, and I have this convertible old vintage car, and will you sit on the back of it and wave your hand? And I was like, get the fuck out of here. No, I'm not going to do that. But then I went to go see the whole thing, and this is, like I said, 92 or something like that. And there was an African-American father and son, and they had a big-ass video camera, the kind you had to do on your shoulder. And they were up in the faces of these KKK dudes. And I do a lot of photography, so I was like, this is insane that I'm traveling the country and I don't have a camera with me. This is obviously before cell phones. And it completely changed my life. And then another weird thing that happened that day is Hilton Head Island is a very serene place and a lot of people retire there. And there was this old lady, I'll never forget this, and she had a Southern Confederate flag, little one, right? And she was literally hiding in the bushes with her hand outside the bushes waving the Confederate flag with in support of the KKK. And I was like, man, if you gotta hide in the fucking bushes.
Yeah, you're probably wrong.
She was not a big bush, like a little bush, like the kind that would surround in and out, like a little bush. She was like in it. And she was waving.
And what year was this?
This is about 92.
That's, by the way, when I was on Club MTV's The Grind. I just wanted to put that out there. It was a dance show. Wait, oh, I'm sorry. I was not supposed to say my credits now?
You did on The Grind?
Yeah.
You did?
You enticed a KKK rally.
Yeah, it's all your fault. They're like, the blacks invented dancing, and now this motherfucker's doing God knows what. It's blasphemy. We got to nip this in the bud.
Sorry, I just was trying to get my credits out there.
By the way, you ridiculed like the snake beauty pageant thing, and you fucking danced on the ground.
Yeah. And I was spray tan and shaved my chest. There's nothing wrong with any of that.
Ladies, he's single.
Hilarious.
They are pretty good, though. They're awesome, by the way. I love them. Do you have a story that you would like to share with us about the South?
Yes. So spring break, we went down. It's weird because I went to spring break in 89, but I'm only 25 now. But in 89, I went down to spring break. I don't need you laughing at me, Jessica.
He also didn't go to college. He just went to spring break.
I went to spring break.
I'm trying
break.
To do math right now.
I went to spring break, and I was really insane. Daytona Beach, that's where we went. From Maryland, we drove down 95, went to Daytona Beach, and it was amazing. And there is a line of cars driving down, like right, I guess the PCH, whatever it is. And I don't know why, but I go, I want to run over those cars. So I went, and I stepped on the hood. I stepped on the roof and the back, and I did that to four cars in a row. Cost me $8,000.
Why did it cost you? Did you get
because I had to pay for all of it. I didn't think in my mind.
Oh, you got arrested?
Oh, no, I didn't get arrested. I just, they were like, dude, you fucked up my car. And one of the people there, like, they knew my parents. They called my parents. My parents wanted me to come home, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't get in trouble because I used to sell frozen meat door to door, and I went out for 3 weeks, and I made $8,000 in 3 weeks, and I paid it all off.
Wow.
Yeah. I am such a fatty. I remember back when I was a kid and people would get excited about the ice cream truck, I got so excited because we had the meat truck that would come by.
Yeah. Hey, that's it. That's the pitch. I came. I had New York strips, Delmonico's, ribeyes, T-bones, hamburger patties, lemon pepper, honey mustard, plain barbecue. If I can't pack a freezer, Jess, I'm going to give it to you for free. Like, that's the pitch.
So
that's hot, right?
So I'm assuming that this happened, like, just outside of Maryland?
No, this was in Daytona Beach, Florida.
In Daytona, and they just happened to know your parents down there?
No, we were all down as a group.
Okay.
And people were driving.
Yeah.
It was all of us.
So it didn't occur to you that you should probably do this to strangers?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, okay. It was a group of us. We caravaned down, and I jumped on. Yeah, so they.
So I was like, how do you get caught on that? Like, all you got to do is keep running the opposite way.
No,
they're not
these were my friends' cars.
Okay.
These were my friends.
What a dick.
Yeah, I didn't think. I thought, it was like in the movies. I'll just run over it. Yeah, and one of them, I remember they had a sunroof. One of them had a sunroof, so that one cost more money because, you know, it broke the glass, it shattered the glass and everything. And
you're like, Michael J. Fox never got in trouble on Teen Wolf.
That's what I was thinking.
That's exactly how this is going to go.
I go, what's the worst that could happen?
that. Wow. Cut to $8,000 later.
$8,000. I sold meat for 3 weeks straight to make
money. Wow. Could you say I sold meat really slow and a little bit lower?
DJ, do you have a story from the South or about the
South? Yeah. All right. So, all right, two quick ones. Just because you brought Hilton Head Island, I was there in 96. So I was in sixth grade with my family. And then we went to Savannah, Georgia. And there was like this old town Sacramento kind of a thing. Like, it was like really large wooden sidewalks. And it's my family walking. And right in front of us is a white family of three. And then coming towards us is a black family of three. And the black family got off the sidewalk, walked in the street. And then once we all passed, got back up on the sidewalk. And all I can remember thinking is, that's weird. There's enough room for us all to get by. And then I get into college and I start reading about Jim Crow. I'm like, holy shit, I saw that in 96, which is also the year that Atlanta was able to get the Olympics. So in order to get the Olympics over to your city, you got to prove to an entire commission, like, our city is so over racism that you can bring your Korean people, people from Zimbabwe, people from Georgia, well, like the country Georgia, like,
right.
You can bring mm-hmm. up, bring anybody here. And they're going to be safe. And then just a couple miles down the street, there's still it's still hella Jim Crow. This is 96. So when she's saying like 92 with the Klan.
Oh,
there,
yeah. That was so shocking to me.
You're not white.
No.
what if they
the listeners probably don't know that. That's somebody on Saturday at a joke joint in Houston, this lady runs out and she was like, where's that Amish James Harden? I need to get my picture. And I was like, lady, you can get all the pictures you want. That is the funniest thing anybody's ever called
me. What exactly is your background?
Punjabi.
So he's Punjabi, darker skin, and a very long beard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Such
so
a
what if they
beard.
Were just scared of you?
The black family?
Yeah.
This is 96. Indian people weren't scary yet.
Oh, okay.
That's this true. Is before 9/11. We were very safe. It was lovely days.
That's true.
So jealous how good looking DJ is. So annoying.
It's only because I cover up 3/4 of my face with
so annoying.
Fucking fur. And then
he looks like a Punjabi George Clooney. Would you? Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll go with George Clooney.
I fucking hate him. God, I hate him.
Well, the whole point about the Liars Club is we're going to have you guys tell a couple of stories. One is going to be a real story and one is going to be a lie. And then Jessica and I will try to figure out which one is a lie. And what we'll do is we'll have DJ go first. And then he'll tell one story, and then Josh will tell a story, and it'll go back to DJ, and then Josh will finish it up.
And then we'll try and figure out which was a lie, which wasn't. So don't tell us. Don't give it away.
I know. You know what's so funny is whenever I ask someone to do the podcast, and I'm saying, yeah, you got to tell a real story and a lie, they're always like, oh, I have this real, and I'm like, don't tell me. So your turn, DJ. Yeah. What's up?
All right, so I worked at a restaurant as a server. And there was this girl who also worked there, and we quite fancied each other for a while. But she had a dude. I had a girlfriend.
What restaurant was it?
It was, should we say? Yeah, who cares? It was Fridays. They're not going to sue me.
Yeah.
Are they?
No, why?
We try to gather information as you're telling the story to see if it's real or not. That's what helps us figure out what's real or not.
Gotcha. So, so we worked at Fridays. As servers, and we both had significant others, and then one day we both didn't any longer. And I didn't know much about her dude other than he was in the military and he was big, was as much as I knew.
Wow.
And that they had a kid together as well. And so I knew that much too.
Important piece of information.
Throw that in there.
But then, like, they'd been broken up for months, and then, like, me and my girl had been broken up for a couple months, so. We go after work one time, we go back over to her place and we're on the sofa, we're making out. And like, she just a month before that purchased a new chest. And it was my first time ever, touching, aftermarket parts that way. So I was very excited about what was to transpire soon. And then somebody starts knocking on the door. She goes to the door, she looks at the people, and she's like, you got to fucking go. It's my husband. I'm like, wait, hold on, husband? I thought this was boyfriend, and at that, I thought it was ex. She's like, well, no, it's a long story. You got to fucking go. And I was like, oh, shit. So, like, I'm trying to sneak out the back. I don't know I just took the wrong way or something. I don't know. There's like, I can't find a back door. I guess maybe it's on the side in the kitchen or some shit. I don't fucking know. I end up in the master bedroom. Like, this is probably a worse place to be.
Yeah.
And so I'm hiding in the, in the bathroom of the master bedroom.
Do you have your clothes on?
Yes. Okay. I have my clothes on. We hadn't started, like, all we'd done was make out and like touchy feely stuff. So I'm in the bathroom and all I hear is shit crashing and him screaming like, where's this fucking pussy? I'll fucking kill you. Oh. He's got a bat and he's knocking shit off of the mantle and like just smashing lamps, everything. Like,
sounds like a movie.
Fucking bad. It's horrible.
I'm in.
So this is before iPhones and shit, right? So this is like when all you have is like a regular phone. And like they would charge you like a data package for 300 texts a month and shit. You know, like, right. It's like that's when this was. So I'm on the phone and I'm calling the cops. I'm like, yo, I came home with somebody. I didn't know she's married. Dude showed up. He's trying to kill me now. He says that he saw me through the blinds. Like, this is, I'm going to die. And they're like, well, what's your address?
Oh, like, I don't know.
And I'm like, fuck, I don't know what address. I hopped in with her. Right. So and phones at that time, you couldn't just pull up Google Maps and be like, oh, this is where I am.
Yeah, drop my pin.
Just send an ambulance to this corner. Like, fucking, that's all we're going to need. We don't need cops at this point. And I was like, I don't know. I'm off of some road and another. I don't remember. I'm near a fire station. I remember a Chevron. They're like, sir, there's fire stations and Chevrons all over Sacramento. Like, you got to get an address and call his back. I'm like, no, that's not going to be a fucking option. So now this dude, he hears me in the bathroom, and he starts punching through the door. And he's fucking, as I'm on the phone, and I'm like holding the door, trying to save my life, and he's just punching through it. And now there's a hole, and he can see my entire self, and I'm still holding the fucking door on the phone with the cops. And he starts trying to reach through. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I jump up on the toilet seat and I shimmy through the window above the toilet, and he's got me by the pants and he's fucking ripping my pants down and punching me in the ass.
No.
I swear to God, it's fucking.
In your like, asshole?
Yeah,
your,
like I was just going to ask that.
He's just punching because like at this point my ass is face level to him.
I would have stayed.
Right, so he's not like punching up or down. He's like, he's going like direct into my butt pretty much.
Wow.
But he's still not inside because he hasn't thought to open the door now, even though he could have. But at the same time, I didn't think to go through that window until it was this moment. So I guess we're both fucking idiots.
Right.
Get out. He still has my pants. My pants still have my ID, but my ID is an old address, but still it's like fucking he can find me anywhere, and he probably knows that I work with her. I get outside. I'm running through the neighborhood in only my boxers. I don't have shoes or pants on. And I hide in a bush, and I'm just chilling in a bush holding a Confederate flag.
Hey. Oh, I didn't see that. That was amazing.
I'm hiding in the bush, and I call a friend. And I'm like, look, dude, here's the situation. I'm getting hunted down. I'm on the corner of whatever and whatever. And this guy's trying to find me. I cannot leave. I need you to come and like bring some heat, because like this is a fucking situation. And he was like, no doubt, I'm on my way. Comes on over, pulls up, and this dude's like going up and down the street trying to find out where I'm hiding, and just screaming, and just got his bat still. Buddy pulls up and immediately gets out of the car, pulls up right to the house that I'm parked, that I'm hiding in a bush for, and gets out, doesn't say shit, just comes out, pa pa pa. He's like, get the fuck back. And then I run into the car and we're pulling off, and he was like, keep the fucking pants, and we just take off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have many questions.
I know.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because you said that you just were making out with her, maybe a little touchy-feely. Why did you have your socks and shoes off?
I take my shoes off when I enter at home.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's believable. Carpet, you know, he's a nice guy. I can see that.
He's Indian. That's an Indian.
Yeah, it's a very Indian thing to do. And also, I'm kind of hoping that we're going to get to hanky-panky stuff and sort of like cuddling up on the couch, and I want to keep my feet up on the sofa.
All right.
That's a move when you just, like, put it up on her leg slightly.
All right. Any questions for you, Jessica?
No, not at the moment.
I know. It's a good story. It's a good story. I don't know yet if I believe it or not.
It's almost too good.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Did he talk to the girl after?
What? Well, you can ask him. You can ask questions.
I can?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a podcast. I want to know.
And by the way, you have the loudest fucking whisper on the planet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you talk to him after?
I'm sorry. Wait, did you talk to the girl ever again? Did you find out?
We worked the Fridays together.
Which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. So what happened after that?
Yeah.
So I had to just fucking, like, sometimes the way that we do breaks is, like, the breaker will come on and then when that person comes back from their lunch or fucking lunch break, whatever, they would bump into the next section over, and then you just keep going around until it gets back to the breaker. So she would have to, like, relieve me from my tables because she was in, like, section 4 and I was in 5. So she was, like, breaking and then coming back and then taking over my tables. And so the rule was, if the food's already down, then whoever started the table keeps the tips. And if the new server brings the food out, then they keep the tip money. And so I started, like, anytime it was her, I started questioning her, like, yo, fucking, where's the rest of my tips? Did you switch the tip money and shit? Why is my bag short?
Did you ever hook up with her again?
Huh?
Did you ever hook up with her again?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
So let me ask you this. What hurts more? As someone is pounding your ass with their fist, or like the next day when it's all sore? No, I'm serious. I'm serious because I fell once on one of my kids' toys on my butt, and I had the biggest white trash bruise on my ass.
Do you hear what you said?
Yeah.
What hurts more, when somebody's pounding your ass with your fist? That's what I heard.
That's what he said.
I know, but it just sounds different. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt. You were talking about your kid. I'm sorry.
Or did you get bruises on your ass, or did it hurt afterwards? You know, were you like, did you take my tip? And then you had to waddle away because your ass hurt.
I didn't feel a thing.
In the moment.
Okay.
At the time, like,
the day
I didn't
after,
feel
though, you were probably
anything.
Sore.
That's what,
quite some time after.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. You answered the question. All right, Josh, your turns.
Tell your first story.
I don't need that negativity. I used to wear Ed Hardy. Yeah. Shut up. Okay, so I used to wear Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy,
spray tan. I drove a Hummer. I had a Jaguar with spinners. Like, I was real douchebag.
This is all true. I know this.
All
this is true. Yeah. I moved out here because I know the type of girl that I wanted to date, like somebody like Pam Anderson. That's what I moved out here. That was the deal. All right, I'm 46. When I was young, I'm like, I'm going to move to California, and blah, that's it, right? So there was a girl, and she was typical, way fine, okay. Like the worst, like her personality was horrible. Like nothing was good enough. I met her at the clubs. I used to go to a club called Area, which was on La Cienega, and I met her. And so I used to have a company where I sold frozen meat door to door. I made a lot of money. I lived in the Hollywood Hills on Fairholm Drive, right across from Kanye West. So I would spend Thanksgiving at Kanye's. Like, I would hang out with him. And
he
was having...
That's how much frozen meat you were selling?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
That just sounds like...
I had 22 people working for me. I had a fleet of 7 trucks. And I would go out and just... Yeah, I had guns pulled on me. And I've sold to huge celebrities. So he had a concert in Las Vegas. I asked this girl. That girl. So hot. Horrible personality. I said, hey, I'm going to Vegas, backstage Kanye West. Do you want to go? She said, yes. I go, great. Now, I made enough money to live there, but I didn't have anything in savings. It's like stripper money. Like, you just have enough to have nice things, but you don't have anything in savings. So it was a lot. I went there. It was all
so you
star.
Mean you didn't save.
I didn't. That's... Yeah, but at least I say stripper money. It's, you know, strippers, like, it's so soul-sucking that they have to get the nice car and the nice purse and all that stuff.
Right.
My job was really, really down, dirty, dangerous, bad. So it was just hard. So it was All-Star Weekend, right? I took her and we stayed at a place called the Monte Carlo. Uh-huh. And it's maybe 3-star place. but it's All Star Weekend. It's fine though. It's like, and we walk in, and she's like, "Oh my god, ew!" Like she was, "Is rad. This is disgusting." I usually stay, and she'd mention the Bellagio or something, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm sorry. This is the best I could do. Whatever." So we get ready for the concert. She takes, I don't know, 2-3 hours to get ready. Whatever it is, with the most ridiculous amount of time. So we end up literally. And it was All Star Weekend, so it was so crowded. So by the time we got to the concert, he has intermission. He came off stage, and I'm like, "Yo, what's up?" We were backstage. "What up, Josh? High five! Hey, boom!" She comes in. He gives her a hug. "Hey, this is her name's Lisa. Lisa Verone comes in, and yeah, I don't care. I don't, because she just screwed me over last Christmas. So I tried to hook up with her again. So he comes in. He goes to give her a hug, and she pushed me. She goes, "Oh my god, you're sweaty," and I was like,
"Wow."
We were backstage with Kanye West. "Oh my god, you're sweaty." He looked at me and I'm like, "Ah." But she was hot. So I was like, "All right, whatever." So end of the concert comes. He says, "Hey, Josh, do you want to come over? We're going to be at Tao." I don't know if he was celebrating a birthday or just his concert or whatever. So he had his limo. I go, "All right, fine, we'll meet you there." And we're about to leave. And she goes, "My feet hurt." All right. And I wanted to have sex with her. So I was like, "Okay, fine. What do you need? I want to go back to the hotel and I want to change my shoes and change my outfit." I'm like, "Fine, whatever." All Star Weekend, it takes forever to get back to the hotel, then to get back there, and then for her to change and everything. We end up back in front of Tao. Now, this was lines down the block everywhere. Like, you know, it has like when you go to like an amusement park and they have the lines that go up and down.
Right.
So I had to double talk and triple talk. "Hey, I'm with Kanye West. I live on Fairholme. He's my friend. I can tell you what he's wearing. This is what he does. But I can tell you who he's with." I double talk and triple talk. Takes, I don't know, 30 minutes, however long, to get to the front of security. And I go, "Hey, listen, I'm with Kanye West." I describe everything. I go, "Did it. I brought her out. It's my friend." Backstage, boom. And he goes, "Okay, I'll let you in. I believe you, but you have to show me your ID. I still have to get your ID." So I pull out my ID, and then I turn to her, and she goes,
"She doesn't have it."
"No.
She doesn't have it.
I didn't think we'd need it because we're with Kanye."
Oh, so she didn't
know these kind of bitches.
So she consciously left it.
Consciously left it.
What a dick.
So I had just taken $300 out of the ATM. I think it was the most you could take. And I gave it to her, and I go, "I never want to see you again. You can stay in the hotel tonight. I'll find another place. This is definitely not for a plane ticket. Leave and get the fuck away from me now."
You really did.
Yeah, I was. And it was that. And then the whole time complaining. I mean, it's a hotel.
How long did you date this girl?
I wasn't dating. I just knew her from the club going out.
About 6 hours?
Yeah, it was just like, it was a hot, hot, hot girl. Uh-huh. And I was like, "Hey, do you want to go with me to Vegas to watch Kanye?"
Right, okay.
Great. So I knew her from the clubs. We all, because I was douchebag, I would go out 4 or 5 nights a week to the clubs. So, I was
Are you really surprised that is what you were attracting at that time?
No, not at all.
No,
but she was so hot that it didn't matter. At that point in my life, she was so hot it didn't matter.
So let me ask you this. Yes, when you're having sex with a really, 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 really hot chick and she has that annoying voice, and I can't believe I'm the one asking about an annoying voice. But as you're having sex with her, are you just like, "Oh, this chick is so stupid"? Or are you just like, focus on the titties.
You're
like,
just thinking, come. That's right. All you're thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Come.
The opposite. It's, see, you're thinking of what's going through our head while we're hooking up with them.
Uh-huh.
Is it, "Oh my God, she's so annoying." It's really when we're not hooking up with them,
what's
going through our head is, "Oh my God, we're going to hook up with them." Like,
guys are very visual.
She was a bitch.
Yeah.
He put up with a lot.
Yeah, complaining the whole, on everything.
And she wasn't paying for anything.
No, nothing.
Did you drive there in your Hummer?
No, we flew.
Okay.
We flew. That's why I said fly home.
Arm and a leg.
Wow.
Well, you know what? To be honest, it's not, you know, Vegas is not that expensive, but it still costs to get in a hotel.
For a first date, that's still a lot of money.
We had been hanging out at the clubs and stuff. I mean, yeah, I would say, it was the first date then. But it still
was kind of ridiculous if you're out in Vegas that you wouldn't carry your ID because you want to get in clubs or you want to have drinks or you want to do.
She goes, "Right. I didn't think we need it because we're with Kanye." That's her exact words.
Right.
That's the exact word she said. "I didn't think we need it."
All right.
All right, DJ, you're up for the next one.
I grew up in Elk Grove, suburbs, like just outside of Sacramento. There ain't much to do there. And we were always like, I was always smart enough to get in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, I was just bored, and I was never like, I don't know, I wasn't a bad kid. I was just bored. And so we amongst a lot of other things, we used to just egg people. Uh-huh. Like, broad daylight, we would just egg them. Like one time, this dude was picking up his kid from the bus stop, and as he's turning around and walking down the street, we're coming down the other way, and we throw an egg, and it hits him right in the mouth. Like in front of his kid, and like,
yeah,
it was fucked up, man. Like, that's in awesome. Retrospect, it was pretty fucked up. These buddies of mine went to a different school. They went to Valley High, and then I went to Laguna. And so I was telling like my Laguna friends about how, like, yeah, after school, like, we just roll around, and, like, drink Jack Daniels, smoke blunts, and egg people. And they're like, fucking egg people. And we're like, yeah, we don't egg people in like our neighborhood. Like,
yeah,
we go
we're
to
so
other places.
Totally awesome.
Yeah, like, we're just bored. We're just bored.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
This is 17.
Okay.
16, 17. Told them about it. They're like, oh, my God, we should do that. That sounds like so much fun. So we all clearly live with our parents. We're in high school. So we lie to each other's parents. We're like, I'm going to stay at Mike's house. His parents will be there. And then Mike's like, oh, we're staying at DJ's house. And like,
right.
So we run that, the old parent trap routine. Mm-hmm. And we go out all night. We're just egging cars, whatever. And then we go back to Winco, get some more eggs, fucking run around the neighborhood, egging shit. And then we go back for our third trip. And we're like, all right, this is probably starting to look suspect because we're all fucking idiots. Yeah. And so we're all, the whole group's going in to get
eggs.
just a 12 rack.
Of eggs.
Of eggs. And then, like, we're burning through it so quick. So we're like, so I was like, all right.
Yeah, no one's thinking. They're making a lot of potato salad somewhere.
Exactly. So any crime or scam that we ever ran, like, I was always like, this is how we don't get caught. Brains part of the operation. And so I was like, look, you guys, we're probably attracting some attention now, so we should just make this our last run.
The same way you didn't get caught with the peep guy who was punching you in your asshole.
Oh, I got away. We're good.
But your asshole did officially get punched.
It did get got punched, man.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
So we get, we start buying in bulk. And we get the.
Yes!
So they have 60, they have cases of 60.
Uh huh.
So we get 5 cases of 60.
Yes! God, I wish I grew up with you. This is amazing!
And so I'm riding around in a, it's not mine, but it's my parents' Altima. There was a Z3 BMW just parked in front of their house with the top down, and we pulled up and just started egging inside, and the alarm started going off as soon as the first egg entered the little the fucking bubble, you know?
Like that. Fucking, that's amazing.
What sucks about what's fucked up about that house though was when I was in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I was in football, and we would have to like go door to door selling candy bars and shit like that. They bought my entire case 3 years in a row. They just bought my fucking case.
And you egg the car that
egged
was in
their
front of them.
Z3.
You douchebag.
Years later, that was I didn't realize that's what house it was.
Hey, stop judging him. This is when he was a kid. I feel it in the air. You guys are judging.
Yes, we're judging these stories hardcore because we're trying to figure out what is the fucking lie.
Sorry, we don't go around killing snakes. Yeah. My fault. Sorry, we don't chop snakes' heads off and put it as a beauty pageant.
Well, Josh.
All right. I'm on the first date with Kirby Bridges,
who is
amazing. One of my close friends now. One of the most brilliant girls that I know.
Uh-huh.
She teaches tennis in Wisconsin right now. First date, Kirby Bridges. Awesome, amazing. I had smoked a bunch of weed driving down Sunset Boulevard. Uh-huh. And some of you may have heard this because I tell it on stage. So I don't know if you've heard this. It's a true story.
Have you seen my stand-up?
Somebody validate me.
Try not to trick us. Continue with the story.
It's not okay. So driving down Sunset Boulevard and East LA. I mean, I'm somewhere. We're going downtown. We were trying to find the Korean barbecue, and it's downtown. Like, there's really good ones downtown. So we're like, let's go down there, right? We pulled up something on Yelp. We don't know. We're like, let's be fun. So we went down there, and I saw 4 guys standing over one dude, and I knew something. There was something happened, but I didn't know what it was. And Jess, you know this about me. I played a cop on TV, just so you know. I do a lot of cop things
Sons
in real
of
life.
Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, 7 episodes, 2 years, season 6 and 7. Anyways. So, DJ, I got DJ laughing, yes. And I do a lot of cop stuff. And because I grew up on the streets doing the door-to-door sales and meet, like, the street, I feel comfortable. Like, I have gun, I said to the meat things, I've had guns pulled on me, and I've sold to big celebrities, and I've sold everything in between. So for 21 years, I was on the street. So my brain works like that. Like,
the
I like doing pranks.
Meat game.
Yeah, the old meat game. I'm basically meat OG.
How did you get into frozen meats? Which is a question I've never asked anybody.
And okay. Who knew it was so hardcore?
I'm actually under obligation to not mention. Long story short, I know a guy who knew a guy who used to know a guy that he was alive, and he's no longer with us.
But that's the whole meat thing. That's exactly how that whole vibe. Uh-huh. So that whole slickster selling speakers out of the car, like my boss was supposed to give me 2, but he gave me 20. I got to get rid of it. It's all that.
Right.
So I saw the 4 guys standing over this one guy. I knew something's wrong, and I go, hold on to Kirby, Schmerbles McSmerbelstein. That's her nickname. And I pull over, and I hop out, and I literally... I had my hand on my hip like I'm a cop, like with a gun. And I'm like, hey, I need you guys. Hey, dude, what's going on right now? I'm off duty. What's going on? I need you guys to move over here. I need you guys to separate. And they totally separated. And I was like, oh, shit. And by the way, I'm high out of my mind at the time. Totally high. So they separate from each other. And I say, the guy on the ground tries to get up. And goes, you need to stay there. And he goes, why? And I go, listen, I'm off duty. I've got to protect you. Like, honestly, I need you to stay there. I said, what happened to the guys? And they're literally telling me the story right there. They're going back and forth and telling me the story. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And I literally say, hey, guys, honestly, I'm going to call it in right now. I said, I'm off duty. So I get out in the middle of, we're all the way down Sunset Boulevard by, like, where Grand is, and I'm literally directing traffic at 3:30 in the morning. I'm literally directing people around because people are literally pulling, trying to get through to us, and they're trying to take a right, and we're literally on the side of the street. So
and as they're driving by, he's dropping his IMDb.
Yes, I
stats.
Am. So I don't remember if this happened or if I've said it in the joke, but I can do I don't know if I did that behind him or not, but I literally said I'm an off-duty cop. Blah, blah, blah. So I call the cops, and they say, I mumbled it. They go, 911, can I help you? I go, hey, this is Officer Nasser. Listen, and I said Officer Nasser enough to where they could hear it, but the people, they didn't hear it on the phone. And I go, listen, I'm on, it was Grand, I don't know, 10th or whatever it was. I looked up, the sign was right here, and I go, hey, I need a couple officers right now. There seems to be an altercation, and I'm here right now. And they said, all right, what do you look like? What are you wearing? What are they wearing? And they ask you all the questions. But I can't let the people know that I'm not a cop, so I still have to talk really official. So I'm like, yeah, I'm on the corner of this street and this street, and you know, the suspect's wearing this, the victim's wearing this, the victim doesn't need an ambulance, blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking all cop like I'm not a cop at all, right? One cop car pulled up, and there was only, like, it was 2 people, and then another one came up after, and they said, what's going on? And I said, well, and I still had my hand, like, on my hip, like, I was standing like a cop, and there was nothing. I was just wearing, like, jeans, whatever. But, I mean, Jess can see this. I work out, and I look, you know, I have a good chest, and I look like a cop, right, Jess? You know that, right?
You're hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Meet you at the Chevron. You see what I did? Always on.
Always
so,
on.
Always on. So to the cops, what's going on? And I go, well, I arrived on scene. It was about 30 minutes ago. This is what happened. This is what happened. And then I literally, they said, okay. Oh, and by the way, in between this, Schmerbels came up to me, right? And she came to a stop sign. And by the way, I'm still on a first date. I'm literally on a first date.
Your first dates are horrible.
It was a, hold on a second. Kirby had a great time. So this is about 20.
Well, if they were any good, he'd get second dates and then thirds. Yeah. And then he could stop having firsts.
Just so you guys know, I was an extra in a Robert De Niro movie. So anyway, so Kirby, about halfway through, so the whole thing maybe took like 30 minutes. Halfway through, she comes up, and I remember there's a stop sign, and she said to me, what's going on? And I turned around to her, and I go, listen, you know I'm really high, and I'm having a great time. And she goes, okay. And she went back to the car. And you know how things can happen very quickly? I go, I'm going to date this girl. Because she didn't say no. She goes, okay, whatever. So she went back to the car. Jump to like 15 minutes after that, the cops pull up. They go, what's going on? I go, arrived on scene. This is what's going on. This is going on. And then they go, okay, great. And then they went over to talk to the guy. And then I was driving a Kia. I just literally walked over to my Kia. I got in it, and I just drove away.
Wow.
That was it. No.
I wish you could see his face.
I'm very happy.
I wish I couldn't.
Son of a bitch.
Wait a minute. I feel you guys are.
I feel like you guys are picking on me.
You know what's interesting about when you ask people to tell us a real story and a lie is you actually find out more about that person than if you were just sitting around having a regular conversation. Yeah. I would have never guessed that you sold frozen
meat door to door out of the back of a pickup truck.
I would have never guessed that.
And
yeah,
Hummer,
it's a pickup
and
truck. Yeah.
It was a pickup truck. Then I got lazy
like an
and
Alhambra
I sold
truck.
No, like I sold it out of a Hummer. I sold it out of a Jaguar with spinners. I sold it out of a Mercedes.
A Jaguar.
Did you ever sell it out of that Kia?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had a Jaguar. I had a platinum Jaguar with spinners.
Everybody knows you only buy meat out of like a Chevy.
No. I'm the owner of the company. We did $450,000 in business this week. $1.2 million over the month. I'm just getting rid of what I have. I'm on my way home. I live right down the street on Fairholme, driving across Pecania. I'm just selling out what I got. Honestly, I'm just giving it to you. Honestly. Obviously I have a nice car out here. I'm just selling what I have. Honestly, I'm gonna give you half price. Don't tell your neighbors.
Wow.
Yeah, I would never tell my neighbors I bought meat from a man out of a car.
You've heard of Omaha Steaks, right?
Yeah, I guess
my brother-in-law's company. I started my own.
Okay, that makes sense.
Totally made that up.
That's a good.
Wow,
that's a good scam.
By the way, two excellent stories from the both of you, and this has been will be the most difficult decision so far.
Is it my credits that are throwing you?
No, here's the thing. I have heard you tell that bit. I think on stage at the Improv. Mm-hmm. So
if we say that that's a lie, we're saying he's a big fat liar on stage. And then
well, I know that as a comedian.
No one hate me. Everybody has my IMDb.
But as a comedian, you do embellish stories, so it could be that he's embellished that from his act. And it could be a lie, you know, because I've told stories about myself and you embellish a little bit to make the punchline punchier. So I'm going to say that story number one is true and story number two for Josh is a lie.
Okay, I'm going to go opposite with you. I normally do.
I know. We need to keep track. We should keep track.
I'm going to say that the cop thing is true. Because that just seems like something that Josh would have a lot of fun doing. And the girl thing, although I think he's had a lot of bad first dates.
First of all, I've only told you two and now you've turned it into a lot. Just because I'm 42, live in a two-bedroom and I'm single and lonely doesn't matter. Sorry.
You do Airbnb, right? So you have people come over.
Yeah. It's not my dating platform, though, Airbnb.
That would be creepy.
That would be terrible.
Airbnb profiles
are
ladies only.
Dude, that is a great joke. Hey, guys, I want Airbnb. I use it as a dating platform.
Yeah.
I'm 100% going to use that.
Yeah, you should totally use that.
Yes.
So,
do you believe? I'm sorry.
I think maybe the girl's real, but I think there's some things that are not real about the Vegas story.
I think that the Vegas story. All right. I'm willing to accept everything in the Vegas story up until the point where you sent her home. I think that part's the lie because anybody who has a Jaguar with rims wearing Ed Hardy and taking bitches to All-Star Weekend has no amount of fuckery is too much for them to put up with at that point. There's no way
that
at that
far,
moment he's
yeah.
like, you know what, miss? You have overstepped your boundaries. I am not putting up with this malarkey
this
anymore.
This is coming from someone who got punched in the ass.
Why did you say, I never said malarkey. I would never say malarkey. Why would you say that? All of a sudden I turned into someone from the South who cut snakes' heads off. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right. So you're saying that you think his first story is a lie. The
yes,
one
I
about
the first
the girl
story
in
is
Vegas.
A lie. And I think the thing that gives it away is he would never have sent her home if he was wearing
right,
Ed Hardy.
That far,
he would have been like,
you
know
what?
You're
in that deep. You're going to get laid.
Yeah.
But maybe he was having an awakening from his douchebaggery.
No,
you know, maybe that was one of the moments.
Douchebaggery. That's amazing.
Maybe that was one of the things where he's like, you know what? I got to make better decisions with women.
Yeah, not at that point in his life, I don't think.
Not at this point in
his
life.
Okay, all right.
Jessica, I'm right here. I can hear you. I hear you hurting me.
No.
All right.
DJ, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Dun, DJ, dun, dun. I think your first story is a big fat lie. Because how old were you?
21?
He's lying.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Is it 21 or 22?
I think that did not happen. I don't think you were quite that cool, especially at that age.
what part of that story was cool?
Or you're here to hurt us. I'm sorry, DJ. She was in the service,
sake.
Military. She's angry about it.
But the second story seems believable because it's just silly, stupid enough, and not as cool. I think that's true.
Okay. You cut me on both. Thank you.
I
at
agree
least
with
Josh
Jess.
Only got cut down on one of them.
I agree with him because the second story, the reason it didn't like excite me as much is because I've done every one of those things.
Right.
Egging, I didn't take it to such an amazing level of getting crates. And got, I never even thought to have three people throwing at once. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that's genius.
That's a level up.
I mean, and the guy, I could see the guy throwing it over, like, and then getting on the roof. I can totally see that. So I agree with my fiance, Jessica, on this one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I can't wait for your guys' first date story.
I know.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Well, well, well.
You just say it hasn't happened.
You know, I have an 18-year-old son, and
yes.
He has a sassy smile. And the ladies like him. And so I could totally see the story about skimming or whatever through the window above the toilet. Because you're a lanky fella, and if you were 21, you must have been a pretty tiny guy.
I'm just getting all over.
Trim. Like, my son is in very good shape, but he's very trim because he's 18. So I could say you're lanky right now, you know, wonderful drink of water, right? But I'm sure at 21 you were able to, I'm trying to be nice over here, you were able to shimmy through the window. And so I'm going to say that the first story is true.
Really?
Although I am going against my instinct of, because you were so, your second story is a little disjointed. And it almost lent to the fact that it seemed real,
right,
because it was kind of disjointed, like you were remembering. But fuck it, I'm going with first story is real.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Why did you went all one way, and then at the end you go, fuck it, I'm going
because
with first story.
Because sometimes you can't, I don't, if it's you don't feeling. Know someone specifically, you can't always tell when they're, like when Eleanor did the show, I could tell
she
when Eleanor. Yeah, these guys were.
Eleanor's a big fat liar.
Yeah. Yeah, I really Sorry. Felt bad
that
for her.
Yeah. That was a fun show. So, Josh, which one of your stories?
The first one, which me going to Vegas, was all 100% true.
Yes.
150%.
Yes.
I gave her all
yes.
the money in my wallet. I think it was $300.
Wow.
And I sent
yes.
her home. That is 100% true. The second one, actually. Small parts of it happened, but it was here in Ogden. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't as grand as that. It was like little parts.
Because you embellish it because it's in your act, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. You got me. You got me.
Just like in our relationship.
I'm barely,
Felicia gets this one.
I know.
No, your name is not
barely
Felicia.
Ever
it's
right.
Malika.
It's Felicia.
All right, DJ.
The first one has elements of truth.
Yeah!
But the second one is 100% true.
Yes! Woo! Yes. Redemption!
Wow.
Yeah.
I should have went with my gut instinct.
Yeah, because you would have got them both right.
I know. You guys are awesome that you came here and did the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. And they really made me laugh. And now every time I look at you, I will know, Josh Nassar, that you sold frozen meat.
Door to door.
Door
yes.
to door. And thank you very much, DJ.
Thank you, DJ. Oh, where can we follow you
guys? I delivered eggs door-to-door. They're not getting fucking credit.
He actually did.
Yeah.
And he was home delivered. And they didn't even have to call.
And
I mean, that's service.
Car to car.
He's dropping off free samples.
Where can we follow you guys?
Twitter, I'm DJ, SANDHU20. That's DJ Sandhu20. Same with Instagram. I guess that's, what else is there?
Yeah, that's good.
For all of my fans who don't know me, because there's a lot of people who do know me because I'm on IMDb and I have a lot of credits. But it's Josh Nassar across all platforms. JOSHNA single S is in Sam, AR, NASCAR with no C. NASCAR. That's my fan
that
base. Thank you.
Wow.
So Josh Nassar, I'll say it again. Josh Nassar, JOSHNASAR. Sorry, just getting it out there.
All right, thank you guys. That was really fun. You guys were great.
Thank you for having us. That was hella fun.
Oh, good,
damn
good,
liars.
Good, good.
Do you guys want me to run some bits now or no?
No, I think you already did. Anyways.
Okay.
All right, so thank you everyone for listening to The Liars Club.
And you've been lied to.